And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello everyone, welcome to the next Maximum Rock and Roll Radio podcast. My name is Thomas.
Hello, my name is Adam.
And we are actually part of our own podcast called Housefera. What actually doesn't probably make much sense in English, but that's because we are from Slovakia, from Central Europe. And we are really happy that we are here and able to be hosts or guests at Maximum Rock and Roll. And basically this part of Maximum Rock and Radio, or this part of this podcast, will be dedicated generally and mostly to Slovak and Czech punk hardcore scene. This is gonna be in English as it should be, but well, our language skills are not the best, so please be tolerant with us. Normally our podcast called, as I said, Housefera, is hosted by Czech radio, radio.punktum.cz. That's an online radio, independent radio, and so it will be broadcasted both there and also on Maximum Rock and Roll. We try to make as widespread and as more as the most detailed scan of Czech and Slovak scene. Obviously we were not able to mention all the bands, but we tried our best. That would be probably from me now, Adam.
So we'll try to we put up together some segments based on geography, and the first three songs will be from Bratislava, our hometown.
Yeah,
three bands.
We are based in Bratislava. If you are interested in Slovak or Czech scene, punk and hardcore scene, there are plenty more bands playing good music. You probably need to dig a little bit further, but we will try to give you some kind of like hint what's going on in here. For our listeners who are here in Slovakia and Czech Republic, Maximum Rock and Roll is a legendary zine running since 1981. They also do a radio podcast or radio, and that's why we are speaking in English, or trying to speak as good in English as possible, but obviously we'll make some mistakes. And if you wish, you can get in touch with us later on through some social media. We are on Facebook, on SoundCloud, and basically that's the first thing. Housefera and Radio Punktum is pretty much DIY things. We are doing these at homes. There's not really anything super and professional, so you know what you can probably get.
So first band will be band called War Game, which is well crafted this beat or D beat crust band in Swedish style this beat. Do you have anything to say about the War Game?
Yeah, War Game is a band from Bratislava. Bratislava has a long crusty and this beat tradition. It will be followed by a band called Beton, and a new band called Two Monkey Hookers and a Racist Dwarf. That's not a racist band. It's a kind of like a sentence from In Bruges film movie. So check it out. Beton's song is a new song. It's kind of like a proto, or is a song which is not even mixed or mastered. It's for a new upcoming album, and that's probably it. So there we go.
So Wargame, Beton and Two Monkey Hookers and a Racist Dwarf.
We'll be right back. Shorty. You don't know karate. Ah!
These were three bands from Bratislava, Slovakia. We told you something about War Game, which is quite new band. Beton is band playing from 2004. A couple of splits, couple of one full-length album. Currently they are preparing new album, which hopefully will be out this year, maybe.
Yeah, well, it can take some time.
And they played pretty basic crust D beat at the beginning, then started to add more metal or death metal, Swedish sounding, so guitar sound, if I can tell it this way, put it this way. Tell us, Thomas, something about the third band.
Yeah, the third band, Two Monkey Hookers and the Racist Dwarf, is also a kind of new band. It's consists of people from Beton and a band called Fiasco, which we will play later on. They have just released or put online their new demo, which will be released on a tape in Czech Republic. Not much about that. They will play in May, hopefully, if the corona let it be. They will play Belgium and Netherlands at Wharton Wies Festival together with Fiasco, so probably that would be something interesting. Bratislava is a capital city of Slovakia. Punk scene here, you know, started in 80s, mid 80s with some punk bands, and evolved through 90s mostly with crust bands and so on and so on.
Maybe the thing that should be said, like, it wasn't really possible to be punk band here in the 80s because of the Iron Curtain, or because of the communists.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why there were like really few bands which played like some politically correct style of punk.
Or they had to play some illegal shows, and then they were persecuted by police and so on. So. But we don't want to dig deep into this, because that would be, you know, a story for the next hour only. So we will move.
There is not much happening now, obviously, in the Slovak scene. But maybe you should mention the place that many U.S. bands played. Is like garages under bridge.
Yeah, we have one independent place running for 30 years or so, and many also US bands played here, for example Fucked Up or Municipal Waste, you know, mentioning those biggest ones, but
even
many others.
Dystopia in 94, 95
Dystopia,
maybe.
Yeah, and that's something like the the longest running thing, and then we have another like a place like Fuga, where for example Problems played, or also some other bands. And that's basically it. This country, you know, that has like 5 million people. The capital city has 500,000 people, so it's really small place or small country. So also the scene is not really, really big. And but the bands playing here, I think, you know, like are really worth mentioning, and you might be interested. I would move from Bratislava further on to, let's say,
to
little
the east,
little eastwards. We will play a set of bands which come from cities like Trenčín, Sered, and so on. The bands, the first band will be called Calimero. It's a new band of done by guys who set up a kind of like biggest punk festival or independent DIY festival here in Slovakia, called FUD or FUD Festival, and it will be followed by guys from Trenčín in bands Fiasco, Wild Justice, and Mental Tension.
And the last one is a band called Abortion, which is like very, they play like from maybe 91 or even longer, I don't know.
Yeah, like from early 90s, is a kind of like a legend in Slovakia.
They are sometimes referred to as like Slovak Agatokles, like Mindscore band.
So let's go and let's listen.
Ah!
played five songs from five bands from cities not far from capital Bratislava. Now we move further to the east or to the central Slovakia, and there will be three songs from three bands called Jakubisko, Sangre de Idiotas and Medication Time. These precisely first two bands are from a region that is well known even to US bands, because in
not only US bands, but bands touring Europe,
because in this city Žiar nad Hronom there were like gigs, a lot of gigs in like really small industrial city, not very much interesting things to do around here, but gigs took place there for years basically.
Yeah, and the guys from the bands which we are gonna play have been active in the scene since 90s actually, and beginning of 2000s they started putting up shows in a local place called Skandal. It's like a scandal, and we saw like some tour reports that bands were writing about this place that had really really good shows. That's maybe times 20 years ago, but even now from time to time they are still putting up the shows. Anyway, still till now they are playing in the bands and they're still playing very fast. Jakubisko is also the good example of that.
Jakubisko is a band that was maybe some kind of brother band of a band called
Idiots Parade,
which maybe some of you know as a band from Slovakia. Second band, Sangre de Idiotas, is a side project of band called 7 Minut Strachu, which is Slovakian noisecore band that toured Japan, South Korea, US, maybe some gigs in Canada, I think.
Yeah.
And third band is called Medication Time, which is maybe newer band than this.
But what I like about them is that they also, as for example Mental Tension, which we already played, are really good big fans of early 90s California Paraviolence style, really sounding like those No Command and Lack of Interest bands. So I think they really you know, are worth listening, so check it out.
So let's play three songs.
Moji ženu znáte, ne?
Jo, šéfe.
Pěkná, co?
Jo, šéfe.
Výborně. We'll be right back.
So these were three bands from Central Slovakia: Jakubisko, Sangre de Idiotas, and Medication Time. Next, without further hesitation, we'll play bands from East.
We are moving eastwards, and here most of the bands most of the people were connected to some bands from early 2000s, late 90s, called Lentaktak, and those guys later on started their own bands. The first one will be called Konkuza, which is a band with members from a band called Roxor. The same goes for Systemic Damage, and the last band will be Distax, which is a kind of long-going crust band from Poprad city, which is a city close to a mountain range, a really cold place. Maybe the sound or the geography is like somehow influencing the sound and being a little colder and a little darker.
There was also a good band called Hippie Killer, which
those guys had this band Hippie Killer, but somehow they didn't release any stuff. However, that was a really, really good band in early 2000s. And sad that there's no real official recording from the band, but well.
Another thing about the eastern part of Slovakia or Slovak scene, hardcore punk scene, there is this one guy from Systemic Damage that runs his studio, recording studio, and some of these bands that we are playing recorded their stuff in there, so it's also interesting.
And also another thing is that another guy, the drummer from Konkuza, is actually an editor of a zine called Bitch, which is one of the biggest punk fanzine in Slovakia, if not the biggest.
So let's play Konkuza, Systemic Damage, and Distax.
Brigada Rocks!
Right, so we are actually moving from Slovakia to Czech Republic after playing bands from Eastern Slovakia. Czech Republic has a lot bigger scene and a lot, you know, a lot more bands which are really like worth. We somehow selected or tried to select the newest recordings or those bands which might be of the most interest. We will start with the bands in Prague. Prague is a world famous city, and it's famous by the thing that many different nationalities live there, also many Slovaks, and that actually also is reflected in the punk scene, that many Slovaks or Polish people or Hungarian are actually playing also in bands in Prague.
The first band, Antisocial Skills, is basically most of the members are Slovaks, I if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. That's actually more or less Slovak bands, which is based in Prague. But after that, we will play a band called Vole, which is now really up and going band, punk band. The singer of the band also sings in death metal band called Snieť, and the other members also play in other bands, really, really favorite band, or how to say that.
Next band is called Controlled Existence, that is also band that was first started by Slovaks living in Prague. They have a bunch of splits,
many tours.
What else?
The other one, the next one will be called Lickspit. It's a new band. Again, it's a combination of people from all around Czech Republic and also, I think, Slovaks are there.
Lickspit is an interesting band because they play like this dead style of hardcore punk.
Yeah, they are kind of like, yeah, like coming, you know, putting back to life the early 2000s 65 style thrashcore punk bands.
And then the last of the five songs or five bands will be a band called Sick Destroyer, which is people from four different bands, from Controlled Existence, Needful Things, Lycanthropy and Beton. Basically all of these bands are in our set list today, or our list, and maybe we can
let's go on,
skip and play these. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we finished the kind of really faster set of the bands from mostly from Prague. We will be moving to other regions of Czech Republic. The first band will be a new one called Skip Life. It's a band of members from different previous mentioned bands doing some kind of like old school power violin style. And then we will go to Death Culture Deprivation, where we can find members from old band called Mrtvá Budoucnost. And then we will have two again faster bands, kind of legends now from these are Needful Things and Lycanthropy. All the bands except the first one I have been playing for some time. The last two bands have many splits on their belts and a
couple of US tours.
Tours as well. So let's go on, let's check them out.
Can you count, suckers? We'll be right back.
Okay, this is it. We spent whole hour. We are leading to the end of the show. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Hope you enjoyed these bands from Czech Republic and Slovakia. The last thing we'll play will be sludge band Rato Triste from Prague. They will be releasing a full-length or 10-inch LP. Last words from us. Thank you again. And Thomas, you have something to say?
Yeah, again, thank you to Maximum Rock'n'Roll for hosting Chaosfera podcast. Maximum Rock'n'Roll is a listener-based radio or podcast, so please, if you can, head to maximumrockandroll.com/donate and support the Maximum Rock'n'Roll radio. These guys are dependent on the really like the donations and are able to work and to do this stuff only thanks to you. So try to check it out. We are really thankful for this. If you wish, also you can find Chaosfera 83 on social media, also on Facebook and SoundCloud. And also big thank you to Radio Punctum in Prague, which is hosting us as well. Thank you, and check out also our previous podcast if you wish for more underground extreme music from all around the world. If you wish to have your music played, drop us a line and we still can, you know, manage something. So thanks a lot, everybody, and enjoy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Chaosfera.